Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
The scripture, if you turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 11, I'll just read some few verses and then go somewhere else. It says now, verse 1, faith is the substance. Everybody say substance. Hallelujah. Faith is the substance of things. Faith is the substance of things. If we leave it that way, then it's pretty easy to understand. The question will now begin to say, how can I look into this substance which I can see to see faith? That will now become the issue. But that's not where it stops. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So that was the things for which faith is the substance are things that are yet to be in the physical. They are things that do not exist as it were in the physical. It's pretty easy to see the substance of things that are in the physical. Very easy. That's why if he says, now faith is the substance of things, then we start from the thing. So I begin to look for the substance. But it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So that brings another dimension altogether. The thing for which faith forms the substance, there are things that are yet to exist, at least not in the material realm. So there are things that we aspire for in the material realm that are yet to be. But we can now begin to find or see the substance of those things. If I can see the substance of those things, then I can begin my celebration. You understand what I'm saying? I'm watching a movie with my wife, and this couple believe in God for a child, struggle, and then morning sickness. And he was like, hey, she said, no, let's be sure. Then from urine test, and oh, then he started celebrating. She said, be careful. He said, why should I be careful? Even the pregnancy test proves that something has happened. But you are yet to see the child. Let's be careful. Said, what do you mean, be careful? I can see the child. Now, you have to see, there's no bomb. There's no bomb yet. She's not putting any weight yet. She's still the same. She looks the same. Everything. You look the same. Everything. But from the morning sickness, you say, I think this is a substance. Faith is a substance of the things you are yet to see, but which you are expecting to see. You understand? Now, faith is the substance of the things hoped for. That sister ran to the bus stop. She was expecting to see when she was about to give up. They said, but God, he said, I'll give you a scripture. God was saying I should relax. But how do I say I'll give you a scripture? Remember when some of the prophets were trying to enlarge their territory? That's amazing. It's an enlargement story. And then the axe head fell off. The very means of expansion fell off. So, and to make it worse, it was borrowed. So God said, that's the scripture. So what's in that scripture? The axe head floated. Okay. So at that point, I mean, she hadn't seen the laptop. She hadn't seen the iPad. The possibilities, the chances are almost impossible. But God said, but that's the scripture, the axe head floated. She said, okay, the axe head floated. Yes, so this axe head, you will float. Amen. So she received the substance for what she was yet to see. The woman with the issue of blood, she said, if only I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall. Was she whole then? But she saw a substance, or the substance of her healing, and she held on. Come on, is somebody hearing me? Now, what was the basis of the substance, which is faith here? What was the basis of her substance? I've heard. Bible says, when she heard about Jesus, so she heard the word, and she said, if only I can touch. Hallelujah. So she saw the substance for what was not yet. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Thank God for good preaching and good teaching all over the place. But no matter how fanciful, how beautiful, if it does not encourage your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I don't care whether they are giving gold medals for it. Throw it away. I mean it. Anything that will not encourage or enhance your trust in God, your faith in Him, you don't need it. No matter how fanciful, no matter how robust. You say, but why, Pastor? Because the righteous live by faith. So we begin to see what is priority in this, our work with the Master. You can explain the moon falling down, jumping up and down. Beautiful, beautiful story. I have a lot to learn. How does it affect my faith? How? In Him, how does it affect it? Because without faith, I can't please Him. So why am I wasting my time? If I can't trust Him, then I'm a failure, no matter what I parade. Then it's worse if my teaching and preaching brings fear. It's not, that's not God. Write it down. It is not God. If after coming to service or going after coming to fellowship, you are shaken. That's not God. Write it down. Take it to God in prayer. First write. It's not God. The Bible says that if you want men so that you could fear God. That's fear God, not fear man. And the fear of God does not destroy. It brings wisdom. Huh? It brings knowledge. Yes. It enhances faith. Isn't God interested? That's why we should read our Bibles ourselves. Oh, I feel the fire now. So it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders, so when you say the elders, the ones that are categorized in Hebrews 11, and their likes. And who are these ones? Those who through faith won. Those who through faith please God, left legacies that will never be forgotten. By faith, these elders obtained their reports. I'm obtaining mine in Jesus' name. What about you? I say, what about you? I say, what about you? You are not obtaining reports. Me, I'm obtaining good reports. In the name of Jesus. I'm finishing well. In the name of Jesus. By faith. They obtained good reports. In other words, they saw it before it happened. They keep seeing it, and it was happening, it was happening, it was happening for them. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand. Is somebody hearing me? We understand that the worlds, the eons, the ages. So if something is fascinating you now, and we are saying, well, we haven't invented everything yet. In 1950, they didn't know the computer. So this age is like, wow. Those that live in 1950, if they see now, they say, wow, we don't know where this is going. This one, in another 20 years, what you have shouted about, that generation will be looking at you like, so obsolete. All these ages, they were being formed before we begin to see them. The eons have been formed before we see them, before they come to be. Through faith, we understand. How do we come to know that they have been formed? Through faith, we understand that the worlds, not the earth, you know how he created the earth now, the systems have been formed. And we were framed. How? By the word of God. Even the earth was created by the word of God. I'm sure you know that. The planets by the word of God. The universe by the word of God. Okay. So that the things which are seen, please hear me well. Let this settle with you forever in Jesus' name. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. This is the problem of man, the natural man. We want to explain the things that we're expecting by the things that we see. God said it doesn't work that way. Science can give you that. He is superior to science. Science is trying to discover the essence of things that already exist. Faith brings the things that are yet to exist to be. After faith is finished, the science can go to work on the product of faith. Science is always trying to confirm what has been. And some think that science is superior to God. Oh, my shame. Are you following me? Glory be to God in the highest. See, the dimension to this is the fact that the world, the life that you want to live, which you have found in the word of God, which you are yet to live, you can begin to see the substance. Faith, my lifestyle. It's our lifestyle. So what is the life you anticipate because you've seen it in the word, but which is yet to be? Can't you see that there's a substance to it already? The word. You know what Mary said? She said, let it be to me. It was yet to be. At that time, it was yet to be. At that point, see, something's happened within minutes. One moment, he was still saying, how? And by the time the angel said, leave this to God, it is by the power of the Holy Spirit and the shadow of the Almighty coming on you. She kept quiet. She said, okay, let it be to me. That was the turning point. Let it be to me. How? According to your word, I've seen the substance now of the impossibilities coming to be. And the angel departed. At that point, she received it. Minutes later, because she ran literally from there to the house of Elizabeth. Come on, is somebody hearing me? And what she said is, good afternoon, auntie, or whatever, shalom. And the woman, say, how come the mother of my Lord will come to, were you there when it was being said? She has received. She has seen the substance. She has received it. It has happened. But the world is yet to see it. But she is now seeing it. Can't you see that what God has done that you see, no devil can stop. Now compare that with the theology that keeps on telling you that because your father was in the court, your great-great-grandfather in the court, that's why you are in this situation. Is that encouraging your faith? And yet, without faith, you can't please God. I'm not saying don't cancel the curses of the past. The Bible says by faith, if by faith you cancel it, why are you living by it? You have to live by faith, not by fear of the court and by fear of the curse of last year or 10 years ago or last generation. Why should the fear of my great grandfather's generation be haunting me today? Why? And if any man be in Christ, come on. So you begin to wonder, I don't know why. I'm praying, I'm fasting, I don't know why. Can't you see that you are bound by certain words? Which is not the Bible. Can you now see that what I, the things that are impossible with man are never impossible with God? For with God, and then, for every man that believes, come on, talk to me. With God, all things are, and to him that believes, all things are. So what God can do, the one that believes can do. All right. Okay. Ooh, I feel the fire. I don't know who the person is, but no, don't need to be. Just relax. But yeah, the person is here. The few words we've spoken today, because their spirit and their life is beginning to undo the works of the devil in your life. In the name of Jesus, you are beginning to see the gleams, okay? The gleanings of freedom. Yes, I can see. I perceive in my Father, in the name of Jesus, let the Holy Spirit strike at the root of every stubbornness in the name of Jesus. I decree your freedom now. I decree your liberation now in the name of Jesus. Oh, you say, where's my authority? He whom the Son has set free. Because I can hear that question. Say, well, what's your authority? I say, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I say, so walk into your liberty in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. I say, walk into your freedom in the name of Jesus. I say, let it start now in the name of Jesus. Because he whom the Son has set free is free. Glory be to God in the highest. You may be seated. Maybe I should make mention of one or two things and I stop. It's amazing that sometimes I start to say something and I want to come and continue. Just show me something else. I say, okay, let me share this one. And so now I have so many and I'm still developing so many. But that's the spirit of revelation. True. I thought I would just speak a bit of yesterday. So he said, no, start from here. But I can't even link yet. Oof. Hallelujah. Now that prayer is real, that God will grant unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened, flooded with light. So that you may what? Know what is the hope of his calling. So such people for whom the prayer is working are never hopeless. They walk by faith. You see how? Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. So you know, that was verse 3. We can go on. So you begin to see a catalog of people. So these are human beings like you and I. Look at verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past the age, an impossibility made possible for her. That was old age. What about the young woman that never met a man? So whatever your problem may be, you are just about to start your reproduction, deep life as it were. Or you think it has passed you, wherever you are in the spectrum. It is the ability of it is the power of God that will make the difference, and it's your own ability to receive. He said, "But where will I get it from?" He said, "To as many as received him, he has given the ability." So the question is, are you born again? So how come you have something that you don't even know you have? Oh, I feel the fire from my head to my toe. I mean it. I just felt it. How come you have the capacity, but because you don't know you have it, you have not been employing it? How can you be born again and yet you are saying you don't have the capacity? How did you get born again in the first place? How? So you have it. Amen. If the miracle of turning you from hell to heaven, from the enemy of God to a son could happen in you, then healing is a small thing. Yeah? Yeah? By faith, she received strength and the impossible happened. Can't you see now that we are at the threshold of seeing great impossibilities turn around? I mean right now, in the name of Jesus. Can't you see that you are not as limited as you have always thought? Can't you see? Can't you see that you are right in the center? In fact, let me call it epicenter of the miraculous. So how come you are afraid of a miracle not happening? Can't you see? So in the name of Jesus, as you rise up from here today to go, you go in a new vigor. With fresh anointing. Enlargement everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Everything that has held you captive, you begin to hold captive. Oh yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes now. Yes. Yes. And interestingly, this is what pleases God. God is happy with you. Can you see? By faith, Sarah received strength, the capacity to conceive when she was dead in her womb. Mary received the capacity when there was no man to sleep with her. Between the two, your case can be lost. So whether it's childbearing or getting married or fulfilling the mandate of your life in the kingdom of God, I say it can't be lost. No, Pastor, you don't know the trouble I'm in. Sometimes I feel I'm the one that caused the trouble for myself. I say, look, your case is not too far-fetched. It was for this very purpose that he manifested and he died and resurrected. So receive your liberty in the name of Jesus. I say receive your freedom in the name of Jesus. I say receive your deliverance from spiritual insanity. I say spiritual insanity, moral insanity, mental insanity, physical insanity. I say receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. You are larger than this. Now you know. I am bigger than this. Now I know in the name of Jesus. I mean spiritually I am bigger. Emotionally I am bigger. Come on, somebody hearing me? Mentally I am bigger. Hey, is somebody hearing me? I say financially I am bigger. Hallelujah. Is somebody hearing me? Influence-wise, I am bigger. In the name of Jesus. In the kingdom, I am bigger. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because there's always more. By faith. And when I say I, because of the mandate, see, the best of you is what you're going to do for the kingdom anyway. That's why you are here. So anywhere you appear, the kingdom is extended. Because they will see the glory of God on your life. In the name of Jesus. Where shall we rise? Just give God the glory. And thank God for the covenant we have in Christ Jesus through his blood. Today, as you take this, the kind of deliverance you've never seen in your life, receive in the name of Jesus. Let the covenant power that walks through the blood of Jesus begin to walk in your life in Jesus' name. And in your situation, in the name of Jesus. Let every devil be put to flight. In the name of Jesus. I say spiritual expansion. Yes, 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 yes. Physical expansion. Moral expansion. Financial expansion. Ministry expansion. I say keep growing in the name of Jesus. Because in your old age, you still bear fruit anyway. In the name of Jesus. That's the Bible. And we give God the glory for it. In Jesus' name. And everything you have lost, I say, let them float in the name of Jesus. We command restoration in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukweju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.